I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dan Truckee. He is the key organizer of the upcoming Sounds of the 60s benefit concert at Kauffman Auditorium. It's happening on June 14th in Marquette, and it's benefiting the Marquette Area Public Schools music programs. We talked about what's in this year's show and how it grew out of a special show last year that focused on presenting Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in its entirety. Here's more about what's happening in this year's concert with Dan Truckee.
So we thought we should do something like that again. I don't know what we were thinking, but we thought we should do it again. And this time, let's do even more songs. And let's even spend more time rehearsing and putting things together and get more musicians. And you know what? It's coming together. We're actually going to pull this thing off in 2 weeks. It's amazing, but we're really excited about it.
So what exactly is going to be going on for folks that maybe aren't familiar with what happened with Sgt. Pepper's? In a nutshell, a bunch of area players came together and high school kids came together and performed the Sgt. Pepper's as a piece. This year, it's kind of the same, but it is different.
It is different because instead we're doing a variety of different styles of music and artists from the 1960s. So from pop to rock to psychedelic music to jazz influenced, it's really an eclectic mix. Yet it works. It's not like a radio station on random that doesn't make any sense. There is a flow to it that's going to be really cool. There's about 27 songs that we'll be doing, which is a lot of music. But a lot of those songs are very short, too.
Yeah.
So, you know,
60s music in particular.
Yeah, you know, two and a half minute single, you know, we'll be doing some of those. So it's really exciting. It's been a lot of fun doing this. And I think the audience that loved it last year will love it again. And those who didn't get to that show, and a lot of people didn't, who wish they had, will really enjoy it.
Well, your name is attached as the coordinator and as someone who works in the music community around here. That can have some challenges, but everybody has stepped up and said, let's do this.
That's the great thing about this. You have people in different bands, and I hate to say competing bands because, you know, Marquette, it's a small town, everyone gets along, and a lot of people are in different bands. But, you know, you have people in different bands who play in different formats. We have people from around the county who are traveling in for rehearsals 2 or 3 days a week. It's amazing the amount of time and energy that people put into it. The great thing, though, is that they're all such good musicians that when we get together, and you saw this from our rehearsal the other night, you know, within an hour, a half hour to 45 minutes, we've got a song pretty much done. It's
right.
It's tight. You know, there's still work to be done, but it's great when you got these amazing musicians coming together and are willing to give up their time. It's great.
And I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm doing guitar on a couple of songs and helping out, but there's players from, as you said, it's like multiple styles, multiple generations, and multiple locations. And there's also going to be high school kids involved.
Absolutely. So it is a fundraiser for the music program. And so students from the MAPS band and choir are going to be performing with us on some of the songs. And some of them, like Luke Ogie, is going to be doing a lead singing on one tune. And so it's really cool to have the students that come involved with us. We found that last year of this great interaction between these, you know, grisly old rock and roll musicians and these high school kids are looking like, who the heck are these guys, you know?
And
I'm scared. I'm scared. And then we came together on some songs and they were just, it was amazing.
So it's happening when and where for folks to take part in it?
All right. So it's going to be Thursday, June 14th at Kauffman Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. And tickets are available now.
And you can get those how?
You can get them at NMU ticket outlets, so the Barry Center, the bookstore, Forrest Roberts Theater. You could also get them online at nmu.edu/tickets or call their number at 227-1032.
That's Dan Truckee, the key organizer of the upcoming Sounds of the 60s concert, which is happening Thursday, June 14th at Kauffman Auditorium in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.